9 members of the Gambino crime family were indicted in Florida today, charged with such crimes as arson, racketeering, loan sharking, and attempted murder. One of the men indicted is Nicholas Carozzo, who took over the Gambino operation from John Gotti, who's currently serving a life sentence for murder. Joining us to talk about today's indictments is New York Times crime reporter Selwyn Rabb. And Selwyn Rabb, can you tell us, first of all, what these men have been charged with, what Carozzo has been charged with?
It's an array of charges, a really important charge is the old-fashioned racketeering charge, which means that anyone convicted under a single count faces at least 20 years in prison. So it's a very serious case, but the important parts of it are the attempted murder of a member of the family or the crew that operated for Mr. Carozzo in South Florida, and also running $1 million a day loan sharking operation that charged up to 240% a year in interest, extortionate interest rates.
Now, Nicholas Carozzo has only been described as the boss of the Gambino crime family for a very brief time.
Yes, there was a very peaceful transition that occurred in October. John Gotti has been who was the boss of the family, has been imprisoned in almost solitary confinement for 4 years, making it very difficult for him to communicate and get his orders out. And in October, the other 4 major mafia families in New York City pretty much demanded that the Gambino family pick a successor because there was a vacuum in dealing with the 5 families. And business wasn't going as smoothly between the families as in normal times because decisions couldn't be made quickly. So there was pressure on the Gambino family that a decision had to be made and that the prospects of John Gotti ever winning an appeal and getting out are virtually nil. So Carozzo, who was a steadfast loyalist on behalf of John Gotti, took over and was in effect. There is an election in the Gambino family, as in all major mafia families, and the other capos agreed that he should take over. But now, 2 months later...
2 months later, yes. He's already charged, already arrested.
Yeah, and it's causing a lot of difficulties. In fact, the prosecutor in Florida who handled this case against Carozzo said that it's what makes it important is that it shows that the life expectancy of the head of a family is not very long.
Now, I gather that the arrest of Nicholas Carozzo was something out of Miami Vice today.
Well, not quite. It was a 2-year investigation by the FBI who came across some information concerning loan sharking. And that was the basis of the investigation that led to his arrest today. And he was arrested, incidentally, while he just came out of a pool at a hotel in Biscayne Beach, and he came out of a pool in his bathing suit, and the FBI was waiting and changed clothes, and he went to the prison.
And some of the others, I gather, are not yet in custody. Even
there's one or two are still missing. I think they've rounded up 6 of the 9 defendants or suspects. So,
well, Selwyn Rabb, thank you very much for talking with us.
Glad to help out.
Selwyn Rabb, crime reporter of the New York Times, spoke with us from New York City.